Tibetan Tales from the Top of the World, written by Naomi C. Rose, read by Melanie Fraser. Tashi's Gold. Tashi crouched in the barley fields and glanced around. Good, no one was watching. Time for his third nap of the day. He crept behind a haystack and stretched out in the noon sun. Ah, he muttered, much better than digging in the dirt. Excited voices rang through the air. Keeping low to the ground, Tashi peeked through a gap in the stone fence. Two men stood on the road nearby. The older man pointed towards the eastern bluffs. I heard a magical lake appeared on that mountain, he said. It's loaded with gold.
Gold?
Tashi slapped his hand over his mouth. If he had gold, he'd never have to work on the farm again. He edged closer to hear more. Let's go, the young man said. We'll be rich. No, too dangerous, warned the old man. A spirit guardian protects the gold, and she's as fierce as a snow lion. The men headed toward town. Tashi smirked. No spirit's going to scare me. He clutched his sack and sneaked past the fields. Sweat prickled Tashi's skin as he panted up the long, steep trail. Finally, glittering water lay ahead. He raced to the shore. Instantly, a mist soared across the lake.
What do you want? Thundered a voice.
Tashi stumbled backwards. The mist billowed as high as the Himalayas and formed into a monstrous woman. Her hair slithered around wild eyes. Tashi picked himself up and squared his shoulders.
I want gold,
he yelled. The guardian bared her teeth. Ancient ones have always told riches never come from gold. Tashi hadn't come all this way to go home empty-handed. He stomped his feet.
I need gold.
Then take one piece and be gone,
bellowed the guardian. She flashed a crooked smile and vanished into the lake. Tashi slid his hands into the water, fingered through the sand, and lifted out a nugget. Gold! He tried again, but no luck. A sly thought crossed his mind. Tashi sprinted down the mountain and found his father in the fields.
Pala! He cried. I found gold!
Pala's eyes widened.
Where? I'll show you, said Tashi. We can get more.
Tashi and his father labored up the mountain trail. When they reached the lake, a sharp mist blew and the guardian appeared.
What now? She snarled.
Pala needs gold,
shouted Tashi, winking at his father.
Then take one piece and be gone.
The guardian's laughter echoed over the water as she disappeared. Pala scooped his hands into the lake and lifted out a nugget. Tashi hid behind him and drew out a nugget too.
Let's bring our family, said Tashi, so we can get more.
They hurried down the mountain and told their family about the gold.
Hurrah!
Cheered the family.
Let's go.
Too late to leave now, said Pala.
We'll go in the morning.
Tonight, let's celebrate, for tomorrow we'll be rich.
Tashi and Pala dashed to the marketplace. Pala spent his nugget on momos, sampa and yak cheese. Tashi couldn't decide what to buy. He wandered around sniffing the spicy and fragrant smells. Suddenly, a burst of wind stole the hat off his head.
Hey!
Cried Tashi. He chased his hat as it sailed through the air. The hat landed next to a bowl, overflowing with kapse cookies. A real treat! Tashi's mouth watered. He gave both his nuggets to the merchant, grabbed all the cookies, and crammed one into his mouth.
I'll keep these just for me, he mumbled.
A mist swirled, and the guardian's voice boomed in Tashi's head.
When you keep things just for you, many sorrows follow too.
With a shrug, Tashi stuffed the cookies in his sack. The guardian's laughter chimed in his ears. That night, Tashi and his family delighted in a splendid feast. Afterwards, Tashi stole away with his sack and gobbled a cookie.
Oh,
groaned Tashi.
No room in my stomach for more.
He headed off to bed. The first sliver of daylight soon appeared. Tashi awoke, gathered his family and led them up the mountain.
We'll be rich,
everyone sang. When they reached the shore, the air lay still as a shadow and black fog covered the lake. Tashi frowned. Where was the misty wind? Where was the gleaming gold?
Guardian,
he called, but only lapping water replied. All day, Tashi and his family waded in the lake. All day they searched the icy waters. All day, Tashi called for the guardian, Tashi's heart sank as the moon rose. The round reflection on the lake shimmered golden, the only gold they would see. The family shivered in their wet chuppers and headed home with empty sacks. Tashi trudged behind. Back at the cottage, everyone complained of hunger. Pala searched the shelves.
"It's useless," he said. "Not a crumb's left from last night's feast."
Tashi's shoulders slumped. The worn faces of his family tugged at his heart. They worked every day in the fields so he could eat. Now they had no food. What had he done? The door blew open and a misty wind swept inside. Tashi's ears quivered with the guardian's whisper.
"Ancient ones have always told, riches never come from gold. When you keep things just for you, many sorrows follow too. Share yourself the best you can, then you'll be a wealthy man."
Another gust of wind knocked Tashi's sack to the floor.
"The treats!"
Tashi passed the cookies around, and the grins on each face made him beam. With a swish, the wind faded away. The next day, Tashi hummed as he dug in the dirt alongside Pala and the others. Tashi continued to work in the fields, even after his family's shelves were full again. And whenever the moon rose, round and golden, Tashi chuckled.
"That's plenty of gold for me."
You have been listening to Tibetan Tales from the Top of the World, written by Naomi C. Rose, read by Melanie Fraser. Copyright to Dancing Dakini Press. All rights reserved.